Well, there we have it. Before Bethesda, I really did not have a game of show, per se. There's been a lot of cool stuff. A lot of cool stuff I've seen, but I couldn't really single out a certain game that, you know, picked up and ran away with the ball. But just getting out of the Bethesda booth now, pretty set in stone now that the game of show for me is easily Rage. I have been, you know, looking forward to Rage, but I've always been a little bit skeptical when it came to it. I wasn't always completely on board with it. And seeing it at last year's E3, it has improved quite a bit, actually. And I really enjoy the open worldness of it, but it also has, like, very tight shooter gameplay, which is not something you really see when it comes to an open world game. It's usually one or the other. And this manages to get the best of both worlds, put them together, and make a pretty sweet sandwich. So, there you go. Rage is a pretty sweet sandwich. And a great way to close out E3 for me. Still have a few hours left of the show. Saw Skyrim, which, haven't always been the biggest fan of the Elder Scrolls series, so Skyrim, it looks really good. I'm still skeptical, of course, just because it's Elder Scrolls and I just have not had the best track record with them. So, I don't know, we'll see. It seems that they've fixed a few of the issues that I had with Oblivion to make it a better, you know, to make Skyrim much better. But still not entirely convinced on that. Mainly they fixed what it looks like was combat and the concept of getting lost, which was one of my biggest problems in Oblivion. So I'm thinking Skyrim looks like a definite improvement. I'm kind of looking forward to it now. Prey 2 was, it wasn't Prey. It was certainly a shooter game, but it was much more open world, and it does not have Tommy in it at all from the original Prey. And he's not the main character, and this has entirely different gameplay. It's more about open worldness and hunting down bounties than it is anything else. So I don't know. We sort of have mixed feelings on that because I wanted more Prey, but this really kind of isn't that. It should have been, if they wanted to make Prey 2, they should have made Prey 2. Instead, it seems like what they did is they made this original franchise, this new franchise, and then just decided to call it Prey 2. I don't know. It just seems really, it was really, really odd to me. So, I don't know. But that's still over a year off. As far as Rage, I can't wait till October for Rage to hit because I want that in my pretty little hands. So, yeah, and playing it was definitely just a small taste. So, yeah. Not sure what we're going to see in the last few hours of the show. Going to get some lunch right now and then head on there. So, all right, I'll talk to you guys later.